Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
So, this is what we are going to do. First I want to talk a little bit about this issue that is an interesting issue just to for us, that I will call the imprinting of Zao. So it is interesting, this concept of imprinting, that maybe none of you ever touched, probably. And to use in the case of Za, I think it is rather interesting and new. Later, then we tell what is this process-like exercise that we call scacchiere, a keyword that is already familiar for four of you that did it already in the past, and so they are kind of more advanced. But of course we have to explain. Then the last part, we will try to organize in the best possible way the team work, dividing you in different teams, deciding what is the best criteria. We have certain ideas, but we will find an agreement to do that. Okay? So this is our program. At 5 we will close. Okay. Now, let's talk about this this idea, the imprinting of Aditya. What do I mean? Okay. So, Aditya died in suddenly at the age of 65 in Florida by a heart attack. So, concerning today's standard, she died rather young, in the middle of her activity. Although her activity became already, you know, it seems to be full developed. We saw so many buildings, etc. Only looking on the side, we do that. But still, all the architectural community across ciao Valerio, ciao caro. All the architectural community across the world felt this loss as a important loss, you know, it was the loss of the most important figure as a woman in architecture. Beside that, was a key architect. If you name five architects by relevant in 2016, many people would put Zaha Hadid. So it was a real loss, and a little bit of a traumatic loss also. Big ceremonies, etc. And in many articles and journals wrote about her. I was invited in at least in two occasions to write about her. In one, I wrote an article more related to the digital, why the digital was so important to Hadid, and how that paradigm was crucial. And then I wrote another article. I had an inspiration for another article that was called The Imprinting of Hadid. And I'm not sure exactly how it went that I wrote this article, but this is something that we can share in this occasion. So the article is this one, and they translated as the title, you know, the magazine title, basically at the wall. So they titled Il paesaggio di Hadid, because they supposed that nobody would have understood what it means the imprinting of Zaha. I would have called it the imprinting of Zaha, but the magazine did not do that. So what do I mean? And what I have in my mind and what I said in the article, and I think will be simpler if we follow the article. I will partially translate it in Italian in order to express the idea. It's very clear, it's said very synthetically here. First thing I'm doing, I'm using a trick. I found that one person said something that I really used, and then I use that as a trick to have the entry of my topic. That is really a trick. But basically, Ren Koolhaas said something rather interesting. She said, he said, that in all this commemoration of Zadig, she was treated as a British person. On the contrary, Koolhaas said, I think that she was really an Arab. And actually, I understood the Arab culture through her. He said, è veramente strano come se chi li ha scritti parlasse di un accento britannico, ma è veramente esattamente il contrario. This is what I needed. I needed somebody to scratch the ground of the issue, because the issue that I wanted to say is very important. And it's very, it's a way to say new things about her in a moment that was kind of intense moment, because it's the moment of the death. So I said, yes, I am in syntonia. I'm thinking together with Ren Koolhaas. The Iraqian origin is an important key completely underestimated to understand the work of Hadid. But in order to express this concept, I have to talk about what is this imprinting, because this is where I wanted to bring you, is the imprinting of Zah, the concept. So I'm using another trick in order to do things fast. I have this beautiful citation of this Colin Ward, that is a typical English, a little eclectic author, that he says something very beautiful. He says, behind all our intentional activity, behind our domestic world, there is a landscape that we got, a mental landscape that we got during the first years of our life, during infancia, during infancy. This memory of that original landscape, it come back as a myth, or as an idyllio, as a poetic moment, and as a kind of lost paradise that we want to, in a way, to reuse. Now, this concept, it says in the word of Colin Ward, is a very powerful way to put it, because it's something that in one way we all experience. But at the same time, so each one of us has this kind of original sort of landscape, that is a mental landscape, that is formed in the first years of their life. But clearly, this kind of treasure becomes very important in people that can do creative profession. They can be painters, they can be architects, they can be musicians. So people that can kind of constantly rethink or renegotiate or remerge that kind of original landscape. So in order to go to this other concept, I have to use Konrad Lorenz. Konrad Lorenz is a psychologist and a biologist that study the behavior of the animal. And he was very famous in the beginning of the 70s, because he wrote this book, L'Anello di Re Salomone. Anyway, it was a book that was able to divulgate some of his discovering. And he is the word imprinting to exactly say that in the first phase of the life of the animals, he's doing scientifically studying the animals, he's creating that imprinting that they create certain patterns, certain forms that will shape their future life. And particularly the study and the example that he was doing, the experiment that he was doing was done with a little ducks, the little ducks that he deprived from their mother when they were very little. So, and the little ducks thought that the scientist, Conrad Lorenz, was their mother. So they believed like they were acting like Conrad Lorenz became their mother. That's because that was the imprinting, was the moment created in the kind of mental attitude, or mental landscape, creating that particular phase of life. A phase of life in which the brain and everything is very plastic, so it's very important, and very important to create those things. So at that moment, having said that, I'm making a jump that is a kind of logical jump that I'm saying, look, but probably I'm just looking for a key that is an interesting key and say in a kind of interesting way, this fact that nobody will mention about this fact that she was from Iraq and she's a British architect, no? So I'm saying, look, probably the experience of the landscape and partially about the city, but mainly of the landscape that he was in Iraq probably created to her some element of that imprinting, and some are easy to understand, some type of fluid forms, even the idea of the webbing that is so strong in tapestry, etc. But I said the most interesting idea, that is, I'm really making a jump here, but it's an interesting jump. I was thinking, what more than the Arabic desert or the relationship between water and sand represent that idea of a parametric landscape? A parametric landscape because it's continuously remodeling, no? We know that the desert doesn't exist as such. It's really a parametric environment in which everything is being remodeled again by forces, and the forces will play again. So the other thing that I was looking, we Italians know so much about the Mesopotamia. We all study the first civilization, then the second, etc. So we know the story of the two rivers, the Euphrates, the famous Tigris and Euphrates. So at the confluence of these two rivers is born this civilization that is actually the civilization, the land of Iraq. So I was thinking really of this kind, always the idea of the landscape as something that is remodeled and is very and is strong, but at the same time is continuously renegotiated. Something that is strong, even from the very beginning. On the very beginning, there are the forces of the landscapes, the process of the landscaping and architecture, not the actual single solution, and that becomes evident later on. So this is the imprinting of that, and. From an article is also become an article, but a nice way to tell you why I was so I insist, for things that are apparently not really necessary, no, like this image, or like this image. We made jumps from this bus to the constructivist interest of Dadi. We discovered that she was living in a Bauhaus building. We discovered other things in the process, but anyway. So this is just a parenthesis to restart. Okay? I don't know if we are going to use in any way this concept. Probably no. In my studio and in my teaching, That is a big challenge instead. It's an enormous challenge that has put it in the shoulder of each individual student, because they are working with that issues, moving not to the case of Hadid or the right, etc., but moving into themselves, which is a much more complex issue. Anyway.